to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Who the hell does John Boehner think he is? He views his role, ladies and gentlemen, to crush the Tea Party, to crush conservatives. He is selling out our children right now with these massive tax increases, and that's his starting bid. He's saying, here's $800 billion. Now, will you sit down with us, Obama? He's prepared to go to $1.2 trillion. I'm telling you he is. They buy into this class warfare crap. You want to know why? Because he's not smart enough to argue against it.
Really? As Mark Levin with his charge against John Boehner's position with regard to the fiscal cliff, offer under friendly fire, if you will, as we get started in the fiscal cliff morass conversation, is the party, the core of the party, alienated? 800-510-8255 as you get into today's discussion of what's hot on the talk radio circuit. I'm Doug Steffen here, the Talk Radio Countdown Show on the air, and what's going on with the deal? Is there a deal? Does there need to be a deal? Do you approve of a deal? I guess if you're Levin, you don't. But I, under the circumstances, think there has to be something here. I don't know. I said earlier I thought we ought to go over the fiscal cliff, and maybe I still think that, but I don't want all the tax increases. I want the cuts, but I don't want the increases. So is Levin the problem and people like him? 800-510-8255. But Boehner certainly has gotten reminders of his challenge in finding a resolution to what this problem is all about without alienating his own party. It's a little while after the Republican House leaders offered a proposal to avert the tax hikes and spending cuts, the right wing, I'm talking about the real hard right, attacked it as a betrayal of core principles, putting Boehner in a difficult bargaining position against the president. So, under the circumstances, what do you think he ought to do or ought to be doing? 800-510-8255. Email to Doug at DougSteffen.com, and we'll certainly have plenty of calls from you as we work through this. But before we get to that, let's try to put a couple of more things as we monitor talk radio programs all over the country and talk television as well. Here's Juliana Goldman talking to President Obama about these proposals that went into the president from the speaker.
In talks to avoid the fiscal cliff, Speaker Boehner has made an offer. $800 billion in new revenues without raising rates, raising the Medicare eligibility age, and also changing the cost of living adjustment for Social Security. He's made his move. The ball's in your court. When are you going to come back with a new offer?
Well, I think that we have the potential of getting a deal done, but it's going to require what I talked about during the campaign, which is a balanced, responsible approach to deficit reduction that can help give businesses certainty and make sure that the country grows. And unfortunately, the speaker's proposal right now is still out of balance. He talks, for example, about $800 billion worth of revenues, but he says he's going to do that by lowering rates. And when you look at the math, it doesn't work. And so what I've said is that I am prepared to work with the speaker and Democrats and Republicans to go after excessive health care costs in our federal health care system. We're going to have to strengthen those systems, and I think we can do that without hurting seniors, without hurting beneficiaries. I think that there's probably more cuts that we can squeeze out, although we've already made over $1 trillion worth of spending cuts. But if we're going to be serious about reducing our deficit while still being able to invest in things like education and research and development that are important to our growth, and if we're going to protect middle-class families, then we're going to have higher rates for the wealthiest Americans, folks like me. And I know that we can do it in a way that doesn't hurt small businesses, doesn't hurt business confidence, and allows us to be on a pathway to reduce the deficit over the long term.
But this just sounds like the same old Washington gridlock. Speaker Boehner was here at the White House last night for a Christmas party. The two of you didn't even speak. What's it going to take to get the two of you in a room to hash this out?
Well, Speaker Boehner and I speak frequently. And, I think the issue right
so
now...
So when will the two of you sit down in a room?
I don't think that the issue right now has to do with sitting in a room. The issue right now that's relevant is the acknowledgement that if we're going to raise revenues that are sufficient to balance with the very tough cuts that we've already made and the further reforms and entitlements that I'm prepared to make, that we're going to have to see the rates on the top 2% go up. And we're not going to be able to get a deal without it. And understand, Giuliano, the reason for that. It's not me being stubborn. It's not me being partisan. It's just a matter of math. There's been a lot of talk that somehow we can raise $800 billion or $1 trillion worth of revenue just by closing loopholes and deductions. But a lot of your viewers understand that the only way to do that would be if you completely eliminated, for example, charitable deductions. Well, if you eliminate charitable deductions, that means every hospital and university and non-for-profit agency across the country would suddenly find themselves on the verge of collapse. So that's not a realistic option. When you look at how much revenue you can actually raise by closing loopholes and deductions, it's probably in the range of $300 to $400 billion. That's not enough to come up with a balanced plan that actually reduces the deficit and puts us on the path of long-term stability.
All right, so this is sort of a long-winded answer to several questions about the proposal going back and forth between Boehner and the president. And he just heard him say every hospital go out of business. Most hospitals in this country now, certainly the majority of them, are for-profit, so they're not going out of business if the deduction is lost. But remember, one of the few good things George Bush suggested is that all charitable contributions be 100% deductible. What I'd like to see, and you would too if you thought about it, all charitable deductions be 100%, and that the government make no charitable deductions. The government, you know, when you're taxed, money extricated from you, services and supports many nonprofits. Who decides where that money goes? And why is it that you feel that it's okay, and you must feel it's okay because you haven't protested? Why is it it's okay to take money out of your pocket and my pocket to support some charities that we wouldn't normally give to? We wouldn't give to them at all. Why isn't the government just a bare-bones approach at fixing problems instead of creating them? 800-510-8255. The fiscal cliff in the focus here on the countdown.
I just sneaked into my kids' rooms and took temperatures while they're sleeping, thanks to my Exergen thermometer. All I did was swipe their foreheads for a few seconds. It didn't even wake them up. My sister, the nurse, told us about the Exergen temporal scanner thermometer, and it's the best. Real value for the money and truly a lifesaver. Now I don't have to deal with ears or rears, if you know what I mean.
I'm Dr. Frank Pompei, founder of Exergen. Thousands of hospitals and clinics rely on temporal scanners. I'm confident you will too.
The Exergen temporal scanner. Pick one up at Costco and other fine retailers, or visit us at Exergen.com.
Hey there, it's your friend Doug Steffen with today's Exergen Smart Family Health Tip. Did you know that the first 2 years of life, most young children get between 8 to 10 colds a year? Whether you or your child is sick or trying to prevent getting sick, be sure to wash hands regularly. Experts recommend for at least 20 seconds, in fact. Teach your little ones to sing a loud verse of Twinkle Twinkle Little Star to know how long to wash. It'll work every single time. For a copy of this tip and others like it, go to Exergen.com. Exergen, changing the way the world takes temperature.
HGTV is your home sweet home for the holidays. Catch an all-new buying and selling tonight at 9 on HGTV.
Drew is really good at giving me space, especially when the work starts.
What's that?
I have to turn it off.
I can't hear you when you're complaining.
Feel the magic.
This is awesome.
And spread the love.
I love buying.
I love building.
I love selling, too.
All-new buying and selling tonight at 9, 8 central on HGTV. Your home sweet home for the holidays.
I also really love making Jonathan do all the hard work.
Alrighty, emergency vitamin drink mix radio, take 74.
With 1,000 milligrams of vitamin C plus energizing B vitamins, emergency will make you immortal.
No.
What?
Emergency supports your immune system.
Oh, immune.
Yeah. Doesn't make you immortal.
No?
No, it doesn't.
Okay, oh, right. Okay,
this is take another one.
Okay. With 1,000 milligrams of vitamin C plus energizing B vitamins, emergency supports your immune system.
There we go.
So you'll probably live forever.
What are you doing?
Get your free sample at myemergency.com. Stay healthy and feel the good.
I love you, son. So it hurts when you say I hate you. I'm your mother. I'm tired of you disrespecting me when you don't get your way. I work hard to make sure you have everything you need. I should be able to ask you to get out of bed in the morning without a fight. So from now on, things are going to be different. I ordered the Total Transformation Program. We're not going to scream and fight anymore. I'm going to tell you what to do in a different way, and you're going to do it. You're not going to call me ugly names anymore, and if you do, you're going to get consequences that'll keep you from calling me ugly names. We're not going to do things your way anymore, son. We're going to do things the Total Transformation way.
Get the Total Transformation free. Just order the program, tell us how it works for you, and you can keep it for free. Call 1-888-529-4660. 1-888-529-4660. Call now. Call 1-888-529-4660. 1-888-529-4660.
All right, so the continuing focus here on tax cuts and income, Democrats moving forward with a discharge petition that would force a vote on extending tax cuts for all but the wealthiest Americans. The vice chairman of the committee confirmed at a press conference that this vote was moving forward. 800-510-8255. Let's see here. How about we listen to talk host Brian Thomas with Congressman Steve Chabot of Ohio about the president's motives, or at least Chabot's opinion of what the president is up to here.
Barack Obama obviously does not want and does not care about generating additional revenue. He cares only about exacting a pound of flesh from the rich people. Why is that? Is this just his, is it the church he grew up in? Is it his Marxist background? I mean, what's the story? We all know that raising taxes on the rich will reduce the amount of money going into the federal government.
Well, I think part of it, as you indicated, it's payback. He doesn't like people that are wealthier. He doesn't like people, basically to be able to keep what they've earned. And he won, and now he's going to exact his pound of flesh, irregardless of what's good for the country. Hopefully there are enough people to stand up to him in Congress to keep that from happening. He sent over, for example, his guy, Tim Geithner, with a proposal that was supposed to be a serious proposal, and at a time when they want to raise taxes, or they don't want to say taxes, so they say revenues. They want to raise. They're talking about taxes. Let's talk about what they are. They're taxes. They want to raise taxes, and we want to cut spending, especially the out-of-control, wasteful spending that's been basically a part of Washington for years now. We want to cut that stuff. So what do they do? No cuts, basically, in spending, and another stimulus package.
Oh, I know. And plus, giving him free rein over the debt ceiling to never, ever address a limit on the amount of money that you guys can borrow ever again. I mean, what? Why not just hand the keys over to him, call him a dictator, and just get it over with?
Yeah, it's absurd. I mean, it wasn't a real proposal. It was a challenge. And I think what's going on here really is I think that this administration has made the calculation that the blame, if we go over the so-called fiscal cliff, is going to be on the Republicans because they have the bully pulpit of the White House, and they have, for the most part, the mainstream press on their side. And so I think they're willing to go up and go over, and that's I think, the way we're heading.
800-510-8255. The Democrats listing concessions they've made among entitlement programs like Medicare and Medicaid. The question did come up here about, in the very basic sense of what Steve Chabot was talking about, who wants to cut and who wants to add taxes? And does it have to be both? Why can't we just cut spending, the waste, fraud, corruption, and abuse that we know, according to Government Accounting Office numbers, is 34% of every dollar. 34 cents of every dollar is wasted. How can anybody contemplate paying more taxes under that circumstance? 800-510-TALK on the countdown as the focus on the fiscal cliff continues here.
You know what happens to your digestive health around the holidays? Right. Unusual schedules and foods you don't normally eat can cause upset stomach and indigestion. But you can prepare your digestive tract with Pro-EM-1 Probiotic Cleanse from Terraganics.com. Pro-EM-1 is all natural and made with certified organic ingredients. It contains no genetically modified ingredients or preservatives and has no animal products, wheat, soy, dairy, or gluten. Pro-EM-1 does not require refrigeration, so you can take it with you, over the river and through the woods to Grandma's house. Pro-EM-1 supports a healthy, regular digestive system, supports weight loss, and improves absorption of food nutrients. Improve your digestion and keep off those extra pounds with Pro-EM-1 Probiotic Cleanse. Call or click Terraganics.com, spelled TerraGanix.com. Toll free, 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics, life's getting better.
Time and time again.
You need to come here and help us. We need assistance. Please.
Those we should be able to depend on let us down.
Federal and state and local officials saying help is on the way. Well, the folks here in Bell Harbor say show me.
Don't depend on the government to save you. Take action now so that you're prepared for the next disaster with MyPatriotSupply.com. Get the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more at MyPatriotSupply.com. Call 866-229-0927.
We are hurting down here, and we need help immediately.
Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
800-510-8255. Let's see here. Here's radio host Aaron Flint talking about taxes with an analyst named Nick Kasparek. The fiscal cliff is what we are focused on here on today's countdown, at least this part of it.
So what is the fiscal cliff? How do you define it? What all does it entail?
Well, the fiscal cliff is a combination of tax increases and spending cuts that are all scheduled to happen around the same time. And some of it is just coincidence, different things happening all at once, and other things were sort of more deliberately designed to put a lot of pressure on Congress around this time to kind of force action. And it's all come together at once. So on the tax side, which is mainly what we're focusing on, there are sort of three main things going on. The big one is the potential expiration of the Bush-era tax cuts, which were enacted in 2001 and 2003. If you remember, they were set to expire at the end of 2010 when they originally enacted and were extended for 2 years, and now they're set to expire again at the end of this year. The second part of it is the payroll tax holiday, which was initially started at the beginning of 2011, and then was later extended through this year as well. And that is also scheduled to expire at the end of the year. And then the third component of this has to do with something called the alternative minimum tax, which is sort of this parallel income tax system that some people have to worry about. Basically the way it works is that when you do your taxes, you calculate them two different ways and you pay whichever is higher, either your regular tax or AMT. Most people, the regular tax is higher, so they don't have to worry about the AMT at all. Potentially, if nothing gets done this month, then a lot of the AMT parameters will change, and suddenly for a lot of people who never had to worry about the AMT, suddenly that tax is going to be a lot higher, and suddenly they're going to owe an additional tax on top of everything else.
800-510-8255. All right, here is, let's listen to the first person that we've got in line here on the air. Ted's in New York with a zinger aimed at the Republicans.
You know, I don't think it goes far enough. I think it was Greenspan that I heard last week say in a discussion panel that a recession as a result of going over the fiscal slope would be a small price to pay back all the bills, the $16 trillion that this country owes. And So I don't think that I would like to see, with all the talk that we hear from the Republican side about their interest in getting down the deficit and debt, you would think that an across-the-board cut of 10% that forces, and I believe really that even that the taxes should go up on the 98%, not just on the top 2%, and that it would put us into a position to really take a huge dent in the bills that we owe.
800-510-8255. A huge dent in the bills that we owe. All right, maybe that's an interesting way of assessing the problem. How about Robert in Missouri on Republicans?
I was just thinking that when Bill Clinton was the president, he actually had a surplus when we were paying off debt. As soon as Bush 43 came in, he made the statement that the money doesn't belong to the government, it belongs to the people, and he sent all of the extra money that we were paying the debt off with back to the states, thereby negating any of the paying off of the national debt. I submit to you that there's nothing in the plan that I hear today that the Republicans want to pay off any of the debt. They say they want a balanced budget, but a balanced budget possibly would create some extra money, and then we would send that back to the states, too. I don't see the Republicans changing their mind.
800-510-8255. So the president was on Bloomberg TV. We're talking about that in part.
GEICO says, let's make life simpler.
It's a fact of modern life. Switching isn't easy. Your bank, your cable company, your girlfriend. Let's just say each switch comes with a certain degree of difficulty. But switching to GEICO, now that can be easier. First of all, it only takes 15 minutes. And just like that, you could be saving hundreds on car insurance. No muss, no fuss, no irate, vengeful, significant others.
GEICO. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
0 to 60, I'm Bobby Owens. Inspired by 1960s Italian furniture and print design, and with the enhanced silhouette of Fiat's legendary Cinquecento, the all-new 2013 Fiat 500e is set to unveil at this year's L.A. Auto Show, redefining the future of the electric vehicle in both technology and styling. Matt Davis, head of Fiat brand product.
Maintaining the iconic styling of the Cinquecento while adding the zero-emission battery-electric powertrain was of the utmost importance. The city-friendly Fiat 500e combines the battery-electric technology with the personalization and that fun-to-drive characteristic the brand is known for.
Advanced technologies allow drivers to connect with the vehicle, the outside world, and themselves.
The 500E's TomTom navigation system has a touchscreen, responsive voice commands, and identifies charging stations in the area. A free smartphone app is also included, giving users remote access to set charging schedule preferences, route mapping, lock and unlock, and the ability to check their battery charge level to maximize their ownership experience.
For more, visit FiatUSA.com. That's 0 to 60 from Chrysler.
With over 900,000 products and 31 diverse product categories, Grainger is basically an anything you need supply buffet. We've got everything from safety and electrical products to hardware, hand tools, and more, so you can efficiently purchase exactly what you need from one source, saving time and trouble. And just to be sure, the buffet thing was a metaphor. Please don't eat the stuff. Buy your supplies smarter. Just call, click Grainger.com, or stop by a branch.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Check out StunGunMice.com. They specialize in home and business security, family safety, and personal protection. At StunGunMice.com, they have everything from mace pepper sprayers to cell phone stun guns and everything in between. Visit www.StunGunMice.com for all your security needs. We even ship your products the very next day. That's www.StunGunMice.com for real spy gear, real security, and awesome gadgets.
Where in the world can you find a working replica of Da Vinci's catapult design, an inflatable sumo wrestler's costume, or a watch that tells time backwards? At DaftGadgets.com, you'll find all sorts of fun, retro, remote control, and even outrageous items that probably can't be found anywhere else. If your idea of the perfect gift is a horse head pillow or a mankini, hurry on over to DaftGadgets.com. That's DaftGadgets.com.
Lunch is ready!
And it's an MRE smorgasbord at longlifefood.com. In 1983, Long Life Food Depot was one of the first to sell MRE pouches to the public, and we're still selling them almost 30 years later. Today, Long Life Food Depot has the world's most complete MRE online buffet, because MREs are all we do. Tasty varieties of chicken, beef, salmon, and pasta entrees, plus sandwiches and our easy-to-use pouches. Full moisture, long shelf life, and ready to eat hot or cold. We sell by the pouch or case, so the choices are endless, and so are the graduated quantity discounts. The more you buy, the more you save. Call 800-601-2833 or go to longlifefood.com to join our email list for upcoming announcements like the Rollaway Food Pod. Plus, enjoy fast and free shipping. Just call 800-601-2833 or visit longlifefood.com. Emergency preparedness, emergency relief. Longlifefood.com since 1983, sending real food to your real future.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP. As slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Email to Doug at DougStephan.com as we continue in the things you're going to hear to discuss today and what was 24 hours ago or in the past 24 hours pretty much front and center. The president being interviewed, touting his proposal to avert the fiscal cliff, indicated that he's open to being flexible on some of the key elements of the plan. Happy to be flexible, he said. He realizes he's not going to get 100% of what he wants. So does he get anything? The deal is not possible, he says, without tax increases for the wealthy. He did signal there may be wiggle room on how much of an increase he'll demand. House Speaker John Boehner says he's willing to make concessions. And then a lot of the really conservative talk radio hosts, conservative, that's not the proper use of the term, but right-wing talk radio hosts have lambasted John Boehner because he is willing to compromise. How do you live in a world without compromise? And that, don't get me wrong, I don't want the tax increases at all. 800-510-8255. So how do you win this? Here's radio host Mac Watson and Larry Gatos talking to Meghan McCain, Senator's daughter, about a new poll on who is to blame for all these negotiations that seem to be stalled.
Meghan, there's a new poll out that says the public would blame the Republicans more if a fiscal cliff deal is not done. Is that fair?
I don't think that's fair at all. I think it's both parties. I think we should blame Congress. I mean, I'm so disgusted with both sides' behavior. And, you know, I have a basic understanding of the fiscal cliff, and I've been reading a lot about it, but I'm by no means an expert. But the more I read about it, I feel like I'm in the movie Saw, and I need a key, and I'm going to search through a body, and unless I get the thing off my face, it's going to explode and I'm going to die. Like, I panic over the fiscal cliff and what's going to happen, and I think that's most people, and I think we should blame Congress in general for what's about to happen.
I think you just made history, Megan, comparing the fiscal cliff to the movie Saw, to the series, the Saw series.
It's not my original idea. I heard Jake Tapper talking, comparing it to Saw, and then I started thinking about it. I was like, it's totally what it is.
But you make a great point in the sense that everybody is worried about what might happen. Everybody is saying, well, this might happen. Your taxes
will go up, but how much money will you lose? What spending cuts will affect you? What programs, what entitlements will affect you? Everybody's throwing their hands up and blaming the GOP. I agree with you. It's both sides, because one side laughs at the other side when they actually come up with a proposal. Then the opposite happens when the other side comes up with a proposal. So nothing gets done, and everybody's going home for Christmas to their Christmas trees, or more than one Christmas tree, and we're getting screwed because of it. And yet the new poll says the GOP is to blame. I don't get it.
I don't get it either. I don't get it either. It's a really depressing way for, you know, Congress to go out right before the holidays. And I think everyone I know, no matter, you know, how much understanding you have of it, is panicking just because, like you said, the fear of the unknown and what's about to happen.
All right. So there's Meghan McCain, who does a lot of good, I think, for the cause, if you know what I mean. 800-510-8255. I think she's smart, and it's kind of fun to see her become sort of a major political contributor to the discussions of the issues. Steve is in Good Virginia. You're on the air now, live on the countdown, Steve. So yeah. Let's get into the debt.
Okay, I wanted to comment. One of your callers said we need to tax everyone.
Uh-huh.
I contend that a lot of Americans live paycheck to paycheck. And he's talking about paying the government bills. Well, I'm worried about paying my bills if the government's taking more of my money.
So what are you going to do about it?
Well, I go with the Republican side. I think we need to give everyone more money, and I believe that'll help stimulate the economy.
Mm-hmm. And did you vote that way in the last election?
I did.
Yep. All right. Thank you for your input. 800-510-8255 on the countdown. Up next is Barbara in Florida. It doesn't like the Republicans.
Even though the president is trying to get, you know, the revenue he's trying to get, which, I mean, I see the point of, but I think it was too much of a shock to Republicans' heart and heads. And my comment would be, I am so tired of the Republicans stomping their feet like spoiled children, and they got, I'm sorry, I don't remember the numbers, but the president has already given in last year's fight to keep us off the cliff. It's time for the Republicans to give now. And frankly, I don't care if we go off the cliff. That brings everything back to a level line, and they can start from there. As for Wall Street, that's just another bunch of greedy men, and they need a lesson, too.
Yeah, well, you need a lesson, Barbara, in reality. Without Wall Street, as greedy as they may be, there isn't any economy at all. Maybe you agree or disagree with that. I don't know how you prove that this country can run well without having these people. Yeah, are they greedy, and have they been pigs about the way they run their businesses? Yep. And has it been at our expense? Yep. So just to make these blanket condemnations sounds like you're reading things from the playbook. 800-510-8255. Let's see if we can learn something from Art in Louisiana on the politicking going on.
You know, by looking at and listening at what is going on in our country, it should be clear to everyone that not only is our country divided, it is divided because we have a president that is sitting there, that all your folks in your red states that are harboring to Fox News and these other stations resent that fact. Now, if we were all patriotic Americans, we would take those little flags off of their lapels and stick them in their back pockets, because I serve 25 years in the military, and I've been all over the world, and I've seen what our country had provided for people in other countries without any questions asked. We had these big old budgets and things for the wars in Iraq that was no bid, and then all of a sudden the President of the United States is being disrespected so bad that everybody in the free world and everywhere else is laughing at us, and how can we go somewhere else and start talking about a democracy, and we don't even have one here?
You know, what's very interesting about our country in comparison to the rest of the world, just to sort of offer something for your consideration, did you know that this was the only country in the world, no matter what level, gradient level, I think there are 194 countries in the world, the only country that taxes people who are residents, if you will, or who have a passport, who are residents, well, maybe not residents, but they are citizens of our country, taxes them on the money that's made outside the country. No other country on the planet does what we do to try to get money from people just because they are Americans. And because of that, a lot of people have expatriated. That is, they've renounced their citizenship and become residents of other countries because the tax burdens here are so ridiculously large. And you can say, well, they pay more in taxes in other countries. Percentage-wise, yeah, that may be. But how are services provided? And under the circumstances, how well are the countries run? This country is run in an unbelievably bad way. And there's so many people, the country's too big. That's one of the problems. And there are too many services being offered and too much government. Good God. But the one thing that's really, I think, disgusting about what I've just said, understanding that if you make money, let's say in Switzerland, you got a job in Switzerland, you live in Switzerland, you happen to have an American passport, you still have to pay taxes back to the United States. Why? You didn't make the money in the United States. How is that right and just? Here's Steve in Florida. Congress can't make it happen.
This is going to go over the fiscal cliff. I can't see any other way that there will be any agreement. If any family ran their household the way the U.S. government ran theirs, if we couldn't print money, we would be in a very bad way. And I just think that we have to get this deficit under control. I think those two wars that we haven't paid for that were off balance sheet need to be paid for. And, you know, it's got to be done. So if going off the fiscal cliff means that it's going to be done, then so be it.
800-510-8255. Bob Costas and gun control. That's how we'll spend the rest of the hour here on the countdown. It's 17 before the hour now.
The following message is a public service announcement brought to you by the Aid for Hurricane Sandy Disaster Relief Fund. In the past week, our country has been impacted with one of the most devastating natural disasters in American history. Over 8 million households across the East Coast were left with severe property damage due to intense hurricane winds and flooding caused by Hurricane Sandy. Damage estimates could exceed $50 billion. We're asking for your help. Your donation will make a difference. Get more information on our website, aidforsandy.com. That's aid, the number 4, sandy.com. Thank you.
HGTV is your home sweet home for the holidays. Catch an all-new buying and selling tonight at 9 on HGTV.
Drew's really good at giving you space, especially when the work starts.
Oh, Jeff?
Why don't you turn it off?
I can't hear you when you're complaining.
Feel the magic.
This is awesome.
And spread the love.
I love buying.
I love building.
I love selling, too.
All-new buying and selling tonight at 9, 8 Central on HGTV. Your home sweet home for the holidays.
I also really love making Jonathan do all the hard work.
From politics to paparazzi and everything in between, 2012 will be remembered for all its ups and downs. What story stole our hearts? Whose song was our anthem for 2012? Which celebrity shocked us? Yahoo Year in Review 2012 reflects the daily search habits of users and highlights top stories and trends based on what millions of people worldwide searched for. It's a distinct view on a society in motion. Heather Cabot, Yahoo Web Life Editor.
It was a year of extreme highs and lows. We lost Whitney Houston. The Olympics hit London. The new iPhone came out. Crazy weather caused misery for millions and gas prices skyrocketed. All this amid a divisive presidential election, a sluggish economy, and a constant stream of celebrity buzz on Katy Perry and Lindsay Lohan.
Want to find out more about who or what took this year's top search on Yahoo? Check out yearinreview.yahoo.com to see what captivated us the most. It's a great way to see what the world is up to online.
I love you, son. So it hurts when you say I hate you. I'm your mother. I'm tired of you disrespecting me when you don't get your way. I work hard to make sure you have everything you need. I should be able to ask you to get out of bed in the morning without a fight. So from now on, things are going to be different. I ordered the Total Transformation Program. We're not going to scream and fight anymore. I'm going to tell you what to do in a different way, and you're going to do it. You're not going to call me ugly names anymore. And if you do, you're going to get consequences that'll keep you from calling me ugly names. We're not going to do things your way anymore, son. We're going to do things the Total Transformation way.
Get the Total Transformation free. Just order the program, tell us how it works for you, and you can keep it for free. Call 1-888-529-4660. 1-888-529-4660. Call now. Call 1-888-529-4660. 1-888-529-4660.
My emergency vitamin drink mix helps me be there to direct a class play day after drama-filled day. Directors don't have understudies, so with a whole troop of teenagers counting on me to turn them into heroes and villains on stage, I depend on emergency.
All right, places, everybody. Hurting up?
With 1,000 milligrams of vitamin C and other antioxidants for immune support, plus energizing B vitamins, I'm there for each wardrobe fitting and lighting cue.
Get your free sample at myemergency.com. Stay healthy and feel the good.
800-510-8255. Talk Radio Countdown Show now focused on what Bob Costas has had to say about gun control. He expanded the comments he made this past Sunday about the need for gun control in the wake of the murder-suicide of the NFL player that so many people have been talking about. Here's host Dan Patrick talking to Costas about the comments that he made.
When did you decide to do the commentary on the Kansas City Chiefs tragedy?
Well, you know better than anybody listening to this how halftimes are sometimes put together. And it wasn't until the first quarter of the game began that Sam Flood, our producer, told me exactly what it was we were going to do. You, Tony, and Rodney concentrated only on the tragedy in Kansas City. The only highlight you showed at halftime was of an otherwise inconsequential Chiefs-Panthers game because it related to the overriding story of the weekend in the NFL. Then Sam told me that I would have about a minute and 15 seconds to address this in some way. You guys had already, I thought, very well covered what had happened in Kansas City, and you had your own reaction. There had also been a day of reactions, some of them well thought out and some less so, on the various NFL programs. So I was thinking, how can I come at this from a different angle? And for a long time, I've been wanting to get off my chest my disgust with this idea that every time something tragic happens, no matter what it may be, that in any way touches sports, there's a chorus of people saying, you know, this really puts it all in perspective, which is a bunch of nonsense, because if that was true, we wouldn't have to have that perspective readjusted every time the next tragedy occurs. It's a bunch of nonsense. And what I was trying to say was that if you want some perspective on this, there are a number of issues related to this that we could begin to talk about and think about. The problem was that I didn't have enough time to get to many of them. And that, I think, was my mistake, to be quite honest. And a friend of mine in broadcasting pointed this out to me yesterday, and I agree with him. He said, you violated your own rule, because we had this discussion before. I've always said, if you're going to get into touchy topics, nuanced topics, make sure that you have enough time to flesh them out, that you have enough time to make yourself fully understood, or save them for forums where you do. In this particular situation, the timeliness of it was, if you're going to comment at all, it had to be this Sunday, because this was when the Belcher situation had played itself out. So I'm thinking, well, I can't address all the possible aspects of this, domestic violence and the possibility that athletes, especially athletes who play a violent sport, are more prone toward domestic violence than people of the same age elsewhere in society, the possible connection between football and this particular tragedy. We know that football is connected and its effects are connected to other situations. We don't know yet whether it's connected to Belcher, but that's certainly a question that could be asked. The easy availability of guns is another. And so I saw what Jason Whitlock had written, and a portion of what he wrote resonated with me, and given the time that I had, I thought that that was one aspect that I could put out there. And maybe I gave the audience too much credit, but I said, if you're looking for perspective, a bit of it can be found. And my implication there, with every second counting, I had maybe 50 seconds total for this. My implication was a bit of perspective. Here's one aspect of it. I also put in parenthetically that in the days ahead, Belcher's actions and their possible connection to football will be analyzed. That was meant to imply there are many aspects to this. I'm addressing one by quoting what Jason Whitlock said in his column. So I think that my mistake there was that I left it open to too much misinterpretation.
800-510-8255. He also said in another interview, I never mentioned the Second Amendment. I never used the words gun control. People infer that. Now, do I believe that we need more comprehensive and sensible gun control? Yes, I do, says Bob Costas. More on this coming up in just a few moments here on The Countdown.
Healthy soils grow healthy plants. So before you plant your survival garden this year, is your soil healthy? Maximize your crisis garden soil with EM1 from Terraganics. EM1 organic soil conditioner, fertilizer amendment, and compost accelerant provides healthier gardens and faster, efficient garden composting. EM1 from Terraganics.com quickly improves soil structure by increasing nutrient availability and converting organic matter into soil humus. This improves seed germination and root growth, improves plant quality, size, color, flavor, nutrient value of fruits and vegetables, and improves shelf life. And when rain is not in the forecast, no worries. EM1 improves moisture retention in soils, helping reduce drought stress. Just like you prepare all else, prepare your crisis garden for maximum yields with EM1 from Terraganics.com. Order now at Terraganics.com or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics. Life's getting better.
You know the Constitution like the back of your hand. You've read books, listened to podcasts, attended lectures, surfed websites, and watched videos. You've made liberty your life's goal. But something seems to be missing. Stickers from LibertyStickers.com. Exercise your freedom of speech with the world's most dangerous bumper stickers. That's LibertyStickers.com. But wait, there's more. You can buy Liberty stickers wholesale. Get them for 99 cents each when you put 100 or more in your shopping cart in any combination. Sell them or give them away. They're great for gun shows, flea markets, fairs, outreach, and more. Earn extra money, promote freedom, and spread the word. Need custom stickers, labels, or decals for your organization or business? Liberty Stickers makes them. Go to LibertyStickers.com to order or call 877-873-9626. LibertyStickers.com, the world's most dangerous stickers.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
800-510-8255. Doug Steffen here on The Countdown with Bob Costas and gun control. Should Costas become the focus of this debate? He sparked a firestorm when he read from a column written by Fox Sports columnist Jason Whitlock saying if Jovan Belcher didn't possess a gun, he and Cassandra Perkins would both be alive today. So this is important to the discussion. Why? Because Costas said it? How many other people feel and say the same thing, don't have the same bully pulpit? I think that Costas is right, frankly, but they weren't really his words. They were the words of somebody else. Yet he's the one who's being attacked. I look at some of the tweets on this. Charlie Daniels actually wrote, if Bob Costas is really for gun control, he ought to start by demanding Obama lifting the executive privilege order on Fast and Furious. Here's Shana, who says, Bob Costas speaks truth about guns and domestic violence, and the good old boys get their niggers in a twist about it. 800-510-8255. Somebody else wrote that Bob Costas interrupted Sunday Night Football with gun control lecture. He didn't interrupt it at all. How do you figure that? He didn't interrupt anything. He had moments, they all have moments scheduled into these programs like this for commentary, and he explained that. I love some people and how they twist and turn these things around, don't you? Here's Bill O'Reilly talking to Dr. Keith Albo and Dr. Dale Archer about the rush to blame guns or society or something other than the man who pulled the trigger.
All right, where am I going wrong here, Dr. Ablo? Look, I don't think you're going wrong entirely, Bill. Bottom line is we know more about Belcher now than we did just a day ago, and that is this. Back to 2006 and 2007, this is somebody who had attracted the attention of authorities. He busted up a window, reportedly, cut his thumb and his wrist. Why? He was enraged with a girl. Then again, the next year, called by authorities called because he's yelling and screaming at another woman. So this is shaping up. Now, look, other factors can be relevant here, but this is shaping up as a guy who was a domestic villain.
All right, so
that's the number
so
one
what?
Possibility.
All right, so what? I mean, what do you do with a guy like that? Unless you charge him and convict him and put him in jail, you can't do anything with him.
Well, number one, you certainly could do that, potentially. Number two, you could charge him, and as a condition of him not going to jail, you could say, you're going to be on probation
right.
for
5 years.
You're
going to get
psychotherapy,
university.
Drug right. testing, and you're out of this university.
Let's stay in the real world, doctor. This happened at Maine University. He was
I'm
a football player.
Here.
They didn't want to do it, and this happens a gazillion times all over the country.
That's on them, Bill.
My point, no. My point is that Belcher did it. Belcher's responsible, but the pundit class, Dr. Archer, started immediately to make excuses. It was the NFL, it was the guns, it was rather than saying this is an individual who is disturbed and, you know, that's what the crux of the matter is.
Well, the crux of the matter is that the number one predictor of violence, the number one predictor of suicide is alcohol and drug abuse. So if we want to look at excuses, if we want to get to a reason as to why this happened, that has to be at the top of the list. And clearly, this is a guy who was taking painkillers. NFL players are four times more likely than the general population to take narcotic painkillers, and he was drinking on those painkillers. Mm-hmm. If you want a reason, that's your reason.
So you say that the analysis of this should have been he did it, and he's responsible. You don't disagree with that?
Don't disagree
okay.
at all.
And one of the drivers of his action was the drinking and the drug taking.
Correct.
All right. So that seems to be logical, Dr. Ablo, to make that kind of analysis, but always with the headline, he did it, he's responsible.
Here's host Michael Garfield with one of his callers on this.
Hello, Mindy.
Hi, Michael. I have a couple of comments. First, I am so tired of our liberal media. It is ridiculous. But as far as this goes, a troubled person is going to do what they want to do no matter what. Mm-hmm. A gun has nothing to do with it. You know, I personally, considering he's an NFL player, I'd like to know if he was on steroids. Could be something different.
No, it could be. I would say the propensity of an athlete being on roids versus a person not an athlete, yeah, there's a higher chance of that. We don't want to speculate this time, Mindy. Without a doubt, but I see where you're going, and maybe there's an autopsy that's going to show something. Hey, listen, we forgot about this. Junior Seau, absolute Hall of Famer, he committed suicide with a gun. This past summer, there's guns. Listen, if there was no gun, tell you what.
They would have used a knife.
Or jumped off a bridge.
Lovely. All right, so that's it for this hour. A review of the world of talk radio, the news talk radio world on the Talk Radio Countdown Show.
Alex Jones here with a message that could revolutionize health in this country. Going back about a year and a half ago, I began to learn about the incredible health effects of longevity products. Aaron Dykes lost 92 pounds. We're going to show you some before and afters. Aaron, break down what happened, your story.
I've worked really hard with diet and exercise to try to lose weight, but I just didn't get the results. It just didn't happen. Then I saw what you were doing with InfoWarsTeam.com. I wasn't even trying to lose weight, but I got it because I wanted to feel better energy. I wanted that nutrition. Didn't even understand how that could kickstart my own weight loss goals, but the products did that for me. I found myself suddenly losing weight, more energetic, wanting to exercise, wanting to eat the right foods.
And they don't even advertise it as weight loss. I want to challenge our radio listeners to go to InfoWarsTeam.com. Sign up as a distributor and get wholesale pricing discounts at InfoWarsTeam.com.